普羅政治民聲起義。My Radio 2014。逢星期三晚九点至十点，有我 Janice 同埋蔡淑梅医生同你讲人心，讲人生。Swag。
记住星期六晚上的十一点，各位亲戚朋友上来俾面，又恐怖又搞笑，有你哋疯癫。冇错，我讲紧嘅系达人在线 ，Yeah， 24404088 My Radio 达人在线 ，Check it out。
澳洲路边社精华片段，
每年咧喺雪梨市咧都会搞呢一个嘅 Chinese New Year。呢、這個農曆新年嘅慶典啫，咁佢真係咧搞足成個禮拜。嗱，咁喺咁多年裏面咧，都係叫做咧 Chinese New Year 嘅咁樣。近呢四五年咧，我哋就慢慢開始發覺咧，就越嚟越多其他區嗰啲活動咧，就由呢一個 Chinese New Year 咧，就變成呢個 Lunar New Year 啦。咁最主要咧就係因為其實澳洲嘅農曆新年咧就唔係淨係Chinese 慶祝嘅，因為有越南人啦，有日本人啦，韓國人啦，全部都係用呢一個嘅月曆嚟到做呢一個嘅即係計時嘅方法嘅咁樣。咁其實咧，雪梨市嗰個 Chinese New Year 基本上係全雪梨咧，即係最後叫做 Chinese New Year 嘅地方啦。咁所以上個星期啦，就去咗一個活動啦，咁就有一位唐人嘅領袖咧，就做一個簽名運動。咁跟住咧，佢就咧希望咧可以喺呢一個活動咧就 keep 翻佢叫做 Chinese New Year 咁樣嘅嚇。咁佢用英文講嘅時候咧就好好地嘅，咁佢係咁樣講嘅，佢就話：The city of Sydney is removing the word Chinese from Chinese New Year, and we're hoping that everybody can sign a petition to fight against it. 即係咁樣啦。咁但係講翻中文咧，就開始有啲唔協調啦。因為點解咧？佢講翻中文，佢係咁樣講嘅。嗱，雪梨市咧每年咧都搞農曆新年嘅，咁但係今年咧佢就會將佢改啦。佢就將呢個農曆新年咧就唔要咗中國兩個字。我嘅意思系咩咧？就即系话咧，澳洲嘅中国农历新年咧，本身咧就系叫做中国新年，咁但系咧佢哋而家唔叫做中国新年啦，佢就叫做农历新年啦。吓？即系意思系咩咧？就即系话本身咧呢个农历新年咧，佢系会讲 Chinese 嘅，但系而家就唔讲 Chinese 呢个字啦。咁因为咧，我哋大家都系 Chinese， 即系 Chinese， 即系中国人啦。咁所以咧，我哋就希望咧呢个雪梨市咧可以 keep 翻 Chinese 呢个字嘅。系啦，即系佢讲咗三次嘅呢样嘢，系即系佢系讲讲下先知道呢句成句说话嘅谬误系咩嘅。个谬误咧就系农历新年里边根本就冇 Chinese 呢一个字嘅，而我哋中国人咧都唔会叫中国新年，都系叫做农历新年嘅。咁所以其实叫呢一个活动做农历新年咧，其实系大家都 happy 嘅，而我哋中国人自己啊都系叫呢一件事做农历新年嘅。因为雪梨市咧系一个市政府嚟嘅，佢搞嘅所有活动咧都系由呢一个纳税人咧就系俾钱分定呢一个嘅活动啦吓，咁其实呢度唔系中国，呢一个社区咧系所有人都有份嘅，中国人或者华人系凭咩要叫呢一个活动 Chinese New Year？嗱，咁所以应该点做咧？其实咧系有一个一家便宜两家着嘅方法嘅咁样样。嗱，因为咧。我咧就非常之尊重咧我哋伟大嘅祖国嘅，咁我哋伟大嘅祖国咧就非常之多，有好多资金嘅人啦，即系正所谓我什么都没有，我有的就是钱。嗱，中国人要保护我哋嘅祖国嘅尊严，就一定咧系要抌多啲钱支持我哋呢一个保护呢一个 Chinese New Year。咁啊，好简单嘅啫。只是需要一两个有钱人呢，就是等500万给这个 Sydney City Council。咁之后就话呢，哎，这个 Council 你搞这个活动啊，我捐500万给你，但是我要叫做 Chinese New Year， 一张张银纸咁劈落佢度， 五百万唔得嘛，一千万，
嗯，
呢算系咩钱啊？
唔系
，What money is this？ 呢个系讲我哋国家嘅尊严啊！
嗯，
我哋今日国家富强起来，系唔系应该可以使用呢一啲钱嚟到买翻呢一个中国新年翻嚟啊？我要叫做 Chinese New Year，
嗯，
因为这个是我们的面子。
嗯，
咁但系咧，啊，因为咧呢个 Sydney City Council 佢自己都好有钱，未必会见钱开眼，都冇问题嘅。吓，
嗯，
呢啲有钱人咧就话好，你唔要我嗰五百万啊嘛，我自己搞，将成个 Darling Harbour 租晒，一千万唔得啊嘛，
二千万
。我唔信你二千万唔租晒成个 Darling Harbour 俾我，挂，
嗯，
晒中国旗，
嗯，
日日放烟花，嗯，放足一个钟头，每十分钟播一次中国国歌，
嗯，
特登运只熊猫翻嚟俾大家睇，入场嘅咧鬼佬都欢迎，
是
但系一定要签张纸，就系，是，只承认只系得一个中国，呢啲咪叫气势咯？我使乜乞讨你改名啊？我哋最英赶美嘅强强大国，
嗯，
我使乜求你一个小小嘅 council 啊？对我哋嚟讲，只不过一粒鼻屎咋，
嗯？
我哋俾面你先同你倾偈咋？我哋搞，我哋一搞大你一千倍都可以。
嗯，
咁跟住之后亦都喺呢一个嘅报纸啊、同人电视啊、电台啊，
嗯，
就要嗌所有嘅中国人一定要杯葛呢一个 Sydney Council 搞嘅 Lunar New Year。有边啲人系参与呢一个活动呢，就搵啲黑社会呢就唔俾佢入，睇下你点搞，
嗯，
你同我哋中国作对，
嗯，
岂有此理。
澳洲路边社逢星期四晚播出，下载及留言 ansetcanton.com。
Welcome to the 49th episode of Gary's English Learning Center.
Welcome everybody. A special episode, isn't it?
Is it raining today?
No, it might be raining pepper spray. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
And the reason why we put on the umbrellas is that because outside there is a lot of, how should we describe it? Turbulence.
Turbulence or mayhem, yeah.
Mayhem is the best word. But before we go into the show, and I would like to show you a clipping of a very famous person.
Yeah.
Everybody is talking about what?
Ministers and sinisters, you know.
Yeah.
He goes on and on about. Everybody's talking about all kinds of things. I mean, ministers are sinister, aren't they? Yeah. Ministers are sinister. But he goes on about. But all we are saying is give peace a chance.
Give peace a chance. And you forgot to mention one word: revolution.
Revolution. Revolution is just going forward in a systematic kind of way. But really, what I would say is rebellion.
Rebellion, which is
more than revolution.
Yeah.
And why I chose this clip today?
Before that, who is that guy with a beard?
No, but just in case. For some of our younger viewers. In case you don't know out there. That's John Lennon of the Beatles, yeah.
Oh, the Beatles,
The really radical Beatle, right?
Well, at that time, he was not a Beatle.
That's after he was a Beatle.
He went solo.
And he married Yoko Ono, didn't he?
I was about to ask, who was that woman?
Yeah, Yoko Ono. Yeah.
Yoko Ono. Yeah.
And
she is still alive.
Yeah, she is. She's still alive. Yeah. Right. And at that time, I mean, he was so radical that he paid for an advertising campaign for his Give Peace a Chance and put the ad outside every army recruiting office in the world.
Yeah.
Which was pretty full on, wasn't it? Really, you know.
Yeah.
And. But why I chose that song is Give Peace a Chance.
Oh, you have to say something about this, because I heard that you mentioned before the show began, you were there.
No, I wasn't. Well, where I was, I wasn't there, no. I even, it's a little bit old for me, really. I'm not quite that old, Eddie, you know. But I actually, back in 1991, there was the Gulf War.
Yeah.
the Gulf War, where you know the alliance went to Iraq, you know, bombed the hell out of the poor people there, you know. And I went on five times actually on demonstrations, which ended up in Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square.
Where is that?
That's right in the centre of London, right in the centre of London, Trafalgar Square, you know. And Nelson's column, you know. Yeah. My name is actually Melson with two N's. But anyway, and you know, we ended up singing. Well, I was playing the guitar and singing "Give Peace a Chance," right? You know, and I talked to an Iraqi lady while I was there, and she talked about all the children being bombed. How terrible, you know. But we went on five marches, but still, what happened? They still went ahead with the Gulf War One.
And then
again, Gulf War Two. You know. You know, you can have these demonstrations, but
but still the system is still the same.
Yeah, the establishment, they call it. It's still established and still all over the world, you know.
Yeah, all over the world.
And it's all coordinated, right?
I think that song and the bad in, the so called bad in, was an icon of the '60s.
Yeah.
Which is still relevant today.
It definitely is, yeah.
But I regret that you did not show another song for our viewers.
Which is?
Bob Dylan. Either you can show it The World is Changing.
Yeah.
Or either it's going to A Hard Rain is going to fall.
A Hard Rain is going to fall. Yeah, what about the nuclear war? Yeah,
and that is why we have to. We got to unbury.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard Rain is going to fall.
How many roads must a man walk down? Yeah, that as well, you know.
Yeah.
But I got a song by David Bowie. You might like that.
Sure. Yeah? Which one?
David Bowie. Can you guess?
Let me see.
The Man
Who Sold the World.
Yeah. Want a clip of that?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
because
sure.
I think we could accuse somebody who's the CEO of this. I think really, you know.
Yeah.
This is quite.
Yeah, maybe we can show it at the end of the show. Yeah, but anyway, you have to explain to our viewers why you show this song. So why do we have this symbol?
Well, because when we talk about the Umbrella Revolution, you know, they call it the Umbrella Revolution to try to. Label people and call it a revolution, really. But you know,
before I explain, let us have this clip first. Mm-hmm. The David Bowie song. So another British icon.
Yeah. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Mm. Yeah, we never lost control. Mm. Is the lyrics, you know?
Mm.
You're face to face with the man who sold the world.
Yeah.
The man who sold the world. And let's not forget that these people are actually puppets, you know. And when they're speaking, right? It's very rarely is it themselves who are speaking. People out there, you know.
They
have their scripts written for it. I mean. Somebody I knew well, actually, back in London, used to write the scripts for Chris Patton.
Oh!
Yeah?
Who's that guy?
when Chris Patton, the last governor, you know, of Hong Kong, you know.
Yeah.
And before he came to Hong Kong, he was the minister for the Department of Environment, you know. And so I knew who wrote his scripts.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
They're just puppets, everybody.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They're just puppets.
Yeah.
So when C.Y. Leung, he wrote, if it's entirely.
Let me see.
You know.
Here? This one?
Yeah.
This one?
Umbrella Bridge.
Umbrella Bridge? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote, if it's entirely a numbers game and numeric representation, then obviously you'd be talking to half of the people in Hong Kong who earn less than $1,800 a month. 13,964.2 Hong Kong dollars, Leung said in comments published by the WSJ, the FT, and INYT, you know, yeah. So, and he's saying there, isn't he? He's saying there that if we had a real democracy, then it would be the poor people who chose the government, you know. And what I think he just said that just to wind people up, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, but yeah. it wasn't even him saying it, really, I don't think. Yeah, not yeah. even him saying it. That's deliberate, you know. That's deliberate to keep the whole thing going.
To tell you the truth, I earn less than 100 US dollars.
Well, yeah, I'm in that kind of category, you know.
I'm in that category.
But their whole assumption is that if you earn less than that money,
yeah.
then you're too stupid to make a decision.
Well. Let's see.
That's their assumption, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
And also they want to wind people up.
Yeah.
And I think they want to keep the whole argument into who should choose the CEO, for one thing, right?
Yeah.
When I think it should be a wider thing than that, really. I mean, I think one of the big problems here is the function of constituency.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Because when there was when they tried to have his 50 million Hong Kong dollar payment investigated, they closed ranks, the functional constituency members, they closed ranks and voted it down, didn't they?
Oh, remember one saying, for the rich, by the rich, of the rich.
Of the rich, yeah. And the rich get richer, don't they? Yeah, you know. But that's one thing that should be done. But they try and confine the argument, you see?
Mm.
They try and confine the argument.
Yeah.
And also they try and confine another argument just to keep it on whether the road should be occupied or not occupied.
Mm. What do you think about this?
Well, I've thought that actually a few weeks ago that the Occupy Central, the students, should have moved off the roads.
Mm.
And my site would be somewhere between the...
You're in the middle of the road.
No.
I say metaphorically.
Yeah. I know what you're saying there, Eddie. Really. No, I'm definitely not a middle-of-the-road kind of person, you know. I'm definitely not, you know. I mean... But don't get me wrong, everybody out there, I'm with the students. I think they have a really great heart, you know, great heart. But I'm trying to be a strategist for them here, you know. If they had have moved, maybe they still do move, you know, if they move to a place that is not on the road, right, which is my good place would be between the ferry piers and the Legco kind of thing, on the seafront there, right? And then you've taken away the argument away from the government, away from Robert Chow and all those creeps, right?
Yeah.
You know,
creeps.
You know, you've taken the argument away from them. You've taken the high moral ground.
Mm.
And what can they say? Then the argument is not about whether you should be on the streets or not.
Mm.
It goes back to what kind of government you want to have.
Okay.
Right.
Before you go on, I ask you one very straightforward question.
Mm-hmm.
If the same kind of things happen in England, what will people do? How would people react?
Okay, well, back in I was talking about 91 before, but back I think it was in 1981. See, I go back a bit really. There were a lot of disenchanted immigrants, you know, because they were discriminated against from getting jobs, you know, and there were riots in every city in England, you know. The city was on fire, you know. And when I met somebody who came as a tourist, they were, well, I nearly didn't come, you know. But and what people did in England, they smashed and set fire to every shop in the main streets.
Remember that song by The Clash, Riots in England?
Yeah, that's right.
Riots in London.
Yeah.
London's
burning as well.
London's burning.
And it really was, you know.
Yeah.
It really was, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, did it change anything?
Nothing.
It didn't change anything. And all it did was meant that, okay, some people managed to loot some free televisions or something like that, you know. But it made life more difficult for a few weeks while the shops got repaired and everything like that. But the people sitting in their ivory towers or in their mansions was like, you know, still, you know. So, you know, I've seen this kind of thing so many times, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think I would actually move Cam to have something like a permanent alternative kind of city somewhere, alternative government anyway kind of thing, you know. Like in Denmark, there's Christianeville, you know, which is a city within a city, you know, in Copenhagen.
Mm.
That's one thing I would do. And another thing, so I have been to Legco, to the public gallery.
To the public gallery
to watch the government.
Yeah.
And... somebody told me recently they went there a couple of weeks ago about the incinerator.
Mm.
You know, the incinerator.
The you mentioned yeah. that island. I forgot the name because
Sheikh Kuchao. Yeah.
Because right now they are trying to pass that motion in the legislature, and all the members all
chummy and pally, whichever side of the fence they were on, you know, all chummy and pally and passing this and passing that and business as usual, you know. But I think people should be down there in the public gallery, you know. Really, you know, not just, oh, we elect somebody and they take care of the government. We should be watching the government. We should be in LegCo. Mm. And they're all watching all the people on the streets and they're still getting on with their business as usual, you know.
So I'm
saying to the students, really, change your strategy. Because I've just seen people just going on the streets for, I say, 81, 91, you name it. I've been there in 91, you know. And all these years, I've thought, well, what can we really do?
But going back to Hong Kong, and I think you are making some very wise political commentary. And the reason that I ask Gary to talk about this in this program is that before that, we were trying to teach English. Mm-hmm. But right now we are trying to teach you current affairs.
Yeah, well, you know,
teach may not be the best word, but at least we have to in this program we have to show our standpoints.
Yeah, and you know, from a different angle, really, you know, and I think, you know, I don't believe in politics; I believe in real chicks.
in
addressing reality, you know, it's just. It's a tough life for people out there, isn't it?
Oh, very tough.
You know, or some
tough.
Or some fool.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. You know, it's just crowded. Living conditions, the working conditions.
And the price of the your daily life is getting harder and harder.
It's getting tougher and tougher, isn't it? It really is. You know, and why? You know, because the system is not equitable, is it? You know?
Equitable.
It's not balanced and even and fair, is it? You
know? Not fair.
Not fair. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, as you say.
Yeah. And so, in case we want to learn some English in this current affairs program, so can we have this statement from the
yeah, I mean, you know, okay, here's an idiom, you know, we've done a lot of idioms, haven't we?
Yeah,
you know?
sure.
And in English we have an expression called there's a joker in every pack. This is a quite strange joker, right? In every pack of cards, you know. But I would say when it comes to the DAB and the NPP, I think every card is a joker.
Every card is a joker. This should be the title.
I really can't believe that they can actually say these things. How can you say these things, you know? And somebody who's quite close to home, isn't it?
Let me read it. A Prohibition lawmaker in Hong Kong has claimed that umbrellas carried by the territory's pro-democracy protesters are more dangerous than the tear gas and the pepper spray used against them.
Come on, man.
Let me show you. I can do this. Leung Chun Ying told bemused colleagues today that the evidence was there in classic Hong Kong Kung Fu movies where the hero uses an umbrella to fight the villain. It's basic common sense that an umbrella can be an aggressive weapon, but many lawmakers are just completely ignorant about history. Leung lamented, democracy protesters now in their third week of occupying main roads around Hong Kong, have become famous for their umbrellas, initially brought to protect against sun and rain, but later employed against pepper sprayed. The protests were soon christened the umbrella movement, and identity demonstrators have eagerly embraced. The umbrella can be used as a shelter from the rain and the sun, as a walking stick, or as a stick to protect yourself from stray dogs. It's aggressive, Leung continued on Thursday. But tear gas and pepper spray are useless weapons because they cannot make protesters fall down. They just come back time after time. Leung is not a popular figure at the protest camps of the rumors, which the lawmaker denied that he helped to mobilize a gang to trash the site in Bangkok. So,
what is the expression in Chinese? Qi sin?
How can you say that?
How can you say it's common, basic common sense when it's complete garbage, basically, you know. Yeah. You know, it's, honestly, what a joke this man is, a complete joker, isn't he, really, you know.
Yeah.
And I haven't done them on the PowerPoint here, Eddie, but they got some more jokes here, really, and they did it all for me in the Hong Kong magazine, really, you know. And we got Regina Ip here saying that because people use Twitter and Google and instant messaging apps, this shows that the whole movement was organized.
Oh, that this will go down as one of her most famous sayings.
Yeah.
Yeah, in history.
Yeah. Because, I mean, this is the 21st century.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people do. I'm not a Twitter person myself, but that's what people do, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And then there was financial, she's in charge of the Financial Services Development Council, Lara Cha, yeah, has urged occupiers to accept Beijing's framework for the 2017 chief executive election. And she said that democracy takes time, that American slaves, quote, American slaves were liberated in 1861, but did not get voting rights until 107 years later. So why can't Hong Kong
wait for a while? This means that from a point of view, we are slaves.
Yeah, she's comparing us, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's even wrong because they got the rights 7 years later, but they lost them again, kind of thing. But anyway, but you know, she, even her facts are wrong. But I mean, you know, and how can you believe these people? How can they come out and say something like that? Yeah. Unless they're deliberately trying to wind people up. You know, wind people up? It means to wind them up. Wind us up is good English, right?
Yeah.
To, like teaching English, wind us up. Not tease, because tease is a bit, you know, wind is more, you know.
You can't go on.
You have to read that one.
Quote of the week.
Quote of the week, yeah.
Yeah. Hong Kong experienced two occupations. The first time was the Japanese occupation of Hong Kong. The second is Occupy Central, said by Robert Chow, leader of an anti-occupy group, the Alliance for Peace and Democracy, compares the current civil disobedience movement to the 3 years and 8 months of Japanese occupation during World War II. This will go down to history.
No, it's not just quote of the week, is it?
No, quote of the century.
Quote of the century. Come on. I mean, those people, they really are jokers, aren't they, really? I mean, how can you take them seriously?
My second question is then, if somebody in England, somebody in London, say the same kind of stupid things in your country, how would people react? How would people respond?
Well, I tell you something, they wouldn't react with the same restraint.
Restraint,
you know. Yeah. People in Hong Kong have amazing restraint, don't they, really, you know? And it has been so peaceful, hasn't it? You know, like I say, you know, I mean...
You teach me a lot of new words today.
Oh, thanks, you know. I don't believe you just saying that, really, you know. I think he knows the words already, really, you know. But you know, yeah, you know, a lot of restraint, really. I mean, it's you know, hats off, you know. I think hats off, you have to say to the Hong Kong people, they really... It's amazing, you know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hong Kong is a civilized place, isn't it?
Oh, we are a very peaceful and civilized society.
Yeah.
Compare with any part.
Anywhere, you know. I mean, anywhere. Egypt, people killing each other in Egypt, weren't they?
Another political thing.
Yeah, yeah. And what about recently in Mexico, and 43 students were taken away?
Oh, not just taken away, they were burnt alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Tortured, killed, and then...
Yeah, you took that,
It was horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going back to this kind of quotes.
Mm.
I think as a Hong Konger, I feel very hard. I mean, very frustrating to hear these things every day. So, at one time, I even switched off my TV and computers and even.
I was sick of it.
And I even try not to read newspapers anymore.
Yeah. Well, I agree. You know,
last month.
Yeah. It's just got too much, isn't it?
Too much.
And you know, it's just become a. And you know, going back to what C.Y. Leung said, right? He's saying that basically, if you earn less than the median wage, you're not qualified to vote because you're not intelligent enough or something. You know, that's the assumption, isn't it? Mm. You're not intelligent enough to vote.
Mm.
But then. People like this are in control. You know, people that are like this are in control of this territory, right? Yeah. I've got to say this country.
Yeah.
This territory, right? You know?
Oh, you can say this country.
It
doesn't matter to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It is in a way, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
You know?
And so, the last question. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I would actually be more, like in a game of football, you don't just go forward. If you've got some opposition, you pass the ball back to the midfield and let one of the midfielders come through, you know, in a clever way, or pass it out, or pass the ball out to the wing, you know, and then back in again, you know.
You know,
Don't just stuck there. Be a bit more flexible in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you know, those students out there, go there and I can't remember the name. There's a guy in England as well. Go there. Go to LegCo. Go and watch the government.
Yeah.
You know. And if you're not happy about something, write to your LegCo member.
You should do more than that. My answer to that question will be rather surprising.
Mm.
I would say learn better English. The reason why we have to learn better English is that you have to let people outside of Hong Kong know what is going on here.
That's true as well. Yeah.
The most effective way, and or I would say the only way to do this, is to communicate in English, and to say, to report the whole situation in English.
Yeah.
Because if you report this in Chinese or in Cantonese, not too many people,
No.
Then that's just why I asked Gary to do this show.
It's good to have the support of the international community.
Because even those people outside of England or America, they have to learn news by reading English.
So we have some witnesses,
Sure, a lot of them.
Yeah, witnesses.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Because I was there when they used the tear gas.
Mm.
And to tell you one more thing, actually I saw some policemen holding guns. I mean...
Yeah.
Shotguns, in front of me, and some of them even raised their guns, pointing to people.
Yeah, and it's easy just to pull the trigger, isn't it?
Put the trigger.
What happened?
We learned a lot of words today, and especially this one. I have to pinpoint this to the readers.
One or two more little songs there?
No. I say Christian.
Christian
doesn't mean Christianity.
They just use that as a bit loosely, first thing. What about one or two little songs that I brought?
What else have
we got? We got Police and Thieves. You were just talking about the police.
You see some reggae?
Yeah, reggae. And reggae is really rebellious. And they go right to the core. And then False Rulers.
False Rulers.
Yeah, False Rulers.
Yeah. Very good songs, but I have never heard of them before. There's a conspiracy about reggae in Hong Kong. They said in the 70s or the 80s, the music industry tried to forbid to import this song.
I'm not surprised, because it's deeply radical, you know.
He
said that God made every man to rule their own destiny, to be a free man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, black people have suffered more than anybody, and still do, you know?
And reggae is from Jamaica?
Yeah, reggae itself is from Jamaica. Yeah,
Jamaica, yeah. Yeah.
Origin yeah, is, yeah. But it's spread out, you know, it's yeah. spread out from there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. No. And do we have another song?
No, that's about it. Yeah.
Famous.
Well, that's just the joke, really. It's
no,
a joke
the
video,
joke
video. joke video, yeah. But joke. It's just a joke video.
Really. Yeah. So, why we are doing the show, mm-hmm. the Occupy movement is still on.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about next week because right now they try to get a court into a political decision. And they are going to clear all the roadblocks on Monday, as far as I know. Yeah.
So, you know, like I say, I wish some people would listen to my strategy. Yeah, my strategy is really, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what I, you know.
But anyway, I would like to quote close the program mm-hmm. with one the title of Bob Dylan's song. A hard rain is going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What does it mean?
That's about nuclear bombs, nuclear war. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually.
War.
What? Nuclear war. Yeah.
Why is he using this metaphor? Raining.
Hard rain. Well, it's a hard rain. It's called hard water, isn't it? When you get the water from the nuclear. Nuclear bomb is hard, you know, hard water. Yeah.
Hard water.
You know.
Yeah.
And the poor people in Hiroshima, yeah.
Yeah.
And Nagasaki, yeah.
Yeah. So, if there is a ring, use an umbrella.
Or a hot peppery rain. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a hot peppery rain even, yeah.
Yeah. See you next time.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
逢星期三晚九点至十点，有我 Janice 同埋蔡淑梅医生同你讲人心，讲人生。
Swag。
记住星期六晚上的十一点，各位亲戚朋友上嚟俾面，又恐怖又搞笑，有你哋疯癫，冇错，我讲紧嘅系达人在线 ，Yeah， 24404088 my video， 达人在线 ，check it out。
澳洲路边社精华片段，
每年咧喺雪梨市咧都会搞呢一个嘅 Chinese New Year。呢、這个农历新年嘅庆典嘅，咁佢真系咧搞足成个礼拜。嗱，咁喺咁多年里边咧，都系叫做咧 Chinese New Year 嘅咁样。近呢四五年咧，我哋就慢慢开始发觉咧，就越嚟越多其他区嗰啲活动咧，就由呢一个 Chinese New Year 咧，就变成呢个 Lunar New Year 啦。咁最主要咧就系、是、因为其实澳洲嘅农历新年咧就唔系净系。Chinese 慶祝嘅，因為有越南人啦，有日本人啦，韓國人啦，全部都係用呢一個嘅月曆嚟到做呢一個嘅即係計時嘅方法嘅咁樣。咁其實咧，雪梨市嗰個 Chinese New Year 基本上係全雪梨咧，即係最後叫做 Chinese New Year 嘅地方啦。咁所以上個星期啦，就去咗一個活動啦。咁就有一位唐人嘅領袖咧，就做一個簽名運動。咁跟住咧，佢就咧希望咧可以喺呢一個活動咧就 keep 翻佢叫做 Chinese New Year 咁樣嘅嚇。咁佢用英文講嘅時候咧就好好地嘅。咁佢係咁樣講嘅，佢就話：The city of Sydney is removing the word Chinese from Chinese New Year, and we're hoping that everybody can sign a petition to.Fight against it， 即系咁样样啦。咁但系讲翻中文咧，就开始有啲唔协调啦。因为点解咧？佢讲翻中文，佢系咁样讲嘅话，嗱，雪梨市咧每年咧都搞农历新年嘅，咁但系今年咧佢就会将佢改啦，佢就将呢个农历新年咧就唔要咗中国两个字。
唔系，
我嘅意思系咩咧？就即系话咧，澳洲嘅中国农历新年咧，本身咧就系叫做中国新年，咁但系咧佢哋而家唔叫做中国新年啦，佢就叫做农历新年啦。吓唔系，即系意思系咩咧？就即系话本身咧呢个农历新年咧，佢系会讲 Chinese 嘅，但系而家就唔讲 Chinese 呢个字啦。咁因为咧，我哋大家都系 Chinese， 即系 Chinese， 即系中国人啦。咁所以咧，我哋就希望咧呢个雪梨市咧可以 keep 翻 Chinese 呢个字嘅。 系啦，即系佢讲咗三次嘅呢样嘢系，即系佢系讲讲下先知道呢句成句说话嘅谬误系咩嘅。个谬误咧就系农历新年里边根本就冇 Chinese 呢一个字嘅、而我哋中国人咧都唔会叫做中国新年，都系叫做农历新年嘅。咁所以其实叫呢一个活动做农历新年咧，其实系大家都 happy 嘅。而我哋中国人自己啊，都系叫呢一件事做农历新年嘅。因为雪梨市咧系一个市政府嚟嘅，佢、搞嘅所有活动咧都系由呢一个纳税人咧就系俾钱分定呢一个嘅活动啦，咁、其实呢度唔系中国，呢一个社区咧系所有人都有份嘅，中国人或者华人系凭咩要叫呢一个活动 Chinese New Year？嗱，咁所以应该点做呢？其实咧系一个一家便宜两家着嘅方法嘅咁样样。嗱，因为咧，嗱我咧就非常之尊重咧我哋伟大嘅祖国嘅。
系。
咁我哋伟大嘅祖国咧就非常之多，有好多资金嘅人啦，即系正所谓。我什么都没有，我有的就是钱。嗱，中国人要保护我哋嘅祖国嘅尊严，就一定咧系要抌多啲钱支持我哋呢一个保护呢一个 Chinese New Year。咁啊，好简单嘅啫，只系需要一两个有钱人咧，就系抌500万俾呢个 Sydney City Council。咁然之后就话咧，诶、呢、这个 Council 你搞呢个活动啊，我捐500万俾你。但是我要叫做 Chinese New Year，一张张银纸咁劈落佢度，500万唔得嘛，1000万，呢算系咩钱啊？
唔系
，What money is this？ 呢个系讲我国家嘅尊严啊！我哋今日国家富强起来，系唔系应该可以使用呢一啲钱嚟到买翻呢一个中国新年翻嚟啊？我要叫做 Chinese New Year，因为这个是我们的面子。咁但係呢，因为呢个 Sydney City Council 佢自己都好有钱，未必会见钱开眼，都冇问题嘅。呢啲有钱人呢就话，好，你唔要我嗰500万㗎嘛，我自己搞，将成个 Darling Harbour 租晒，1000万唔得嘛，
2000万、
我唔信你2000万唔租晒成个 Darling Harbour 俾我，挂晒中国旗，日日放烟花，放足一个钟头，每10分钟播一次中国国歌，特登运只熊猫翻嚟俾大家睇。入场嘅咧，鬼佬都欢迎，但系一定要签张纸，就系、只承认只系得一个中国。呢啲咪叫气势咯？我使乜乞讨你改名啊？我哋最英赶美嘅强强大国，我使乜求你一个小小嘅 council 啊？对我哋嚟讲，只不过一粒鼻屎咋？我哋俾面你先同你倾偈咋？我哋搞，我哋一搞大你1000倍都可以。咁跟住之后，亦都喺呢一个嘅报纸啊、同人电视啊、电台啊，就要嗌所有嘅中国人一定要杯葛呢一个 Sydney Council 搞嘅 Lunar New Year。有边啲人系参与呢一个活动咧，就揾啲黑社会咧就唔俾佢入，睇下你点搞，你同我哋中国作对，岂有此理？
澳洲路边社逢星期四晚播出，下载及留言 ANSET Canton.com。